For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Alexis Joyce, a freshman out of Lakeville, Minnesota. And first of all, your first year of college hockey, what's it been like so far?
You know, it's been great. A lot of memories with this group. Definitely been super fun with everyone. Definitely unforgettable.
What's it been like playing alongside Evena Bilic?
It's unreal. She makes you look good every play you have. Even if you screw up, she's always got your back. So she gives you that confidence to go out there and try new things and maybe help our team offensively. She's always got us defense. Try a couple things differently defense, especially coming in not playing defense in a while because I was a forward in high school. I was learning a lot in the beginning, especially in the D zone, and she definitely helped me with that.
The announcement was made that Steph Anderson was named to the USA roster. What's it like to have someone on your team that you play with day in and day out on that USA roster?
It's indescribable. Steph's a great kid. She's the hardest worker on the ice all the time. She's put the work in since day one, so there's no one that's more deserving than her. So it's awesome playing against someone and having a role model like that and someone to look up to just know, hey, I could be there one day.
Did her getting that news and that extra confidence that she got carry on to the team?
Definitely. I think it inspired everyone just kind of to work a little harder. Showed us that we can go farther. This team is capable. Even though we're Bemidji State and everyone puts us under the bus a little bit, showing that she made it shows that any one of us can make it.
You guys win 4-0 over Minnesota State. You know that there's a lot on the line, 6 points this weekend. You got three of them. Standings, things could get a little crazy toward the end of the year with three more regular season games. Have you paid that much attention to the standings this close to the end of the year?
We have the board when we walk in, so you kind of see it. You kind of see where you're placed, but I haven't actually sat down and thought what needs to happen for this or that. Just kind of go out there and do what we have to do to get our wins and do what we have to do to put our team in the best position.
I know Coach has talked about how whoever takes advantage of that first 10 minutes of the game kind of carries the pace. Minnesota State came out on fire first 2 minutes, and it was wow, you know, they had a little bit of spark, but you guys obviously dominated the rest of the game. Where was that light switch that kind of turned on or switched things into your favor?
I think we just all settled down. The rink is a little different. The boards and glass are a lot more lively. The rink's very small, so we aren't used to everyone being on you just like that. So I think once we settled in and found our rhythm, we were unstoppable.
Brittany Mowat records her sixth shutout of the season. She's now tied with Zuzana Tomchikova, a legend, obviously, at BSU for most shutouts in a season. What's it been like having her behind you there on defense?
It's a big confidence builder. If you screw up, she's going to be there to stop it. It's the best thing in the world to have a great goaltender because that's what wins you championships.
Back to you. First multi-point game in your career. What did it feel like to get those two assists?
It was nice. The win made it the best, but getting the 2 points always makes everyone smile.
And then, of course, Caitlin Tugas and Kristen Huber, each with a pair of goals. Steph Anderson with a pair of assists. It was a big night for your team. You guys get into the locker room afterwards and just go, wow, you know, this is what it's all about.
Yeah, it's a good feeling seeing everyone finally find their stride, putting the pucks in the back of the net. People that have been working real hard all season to get those goals, they're finally going in for them, and it's the right time. It's the end of the season. Couldn't ask for a better time.
What makes this team so special?
You know, just how we are all able to approach each other and say, you know, next time look at this, or good job for doing this. We know how to give it, and we know how to take it, and we also know how to give a compliment. I think that sometimes teams forget about giving each other a little pat on the back here and there, and I think that helps our team a lot.
What does your team need to do to get another win against Mankato?
We just have to come out and play like we did today. Just don't give them any hope at all, because hope's the worst thing in the world. It can be great in some situations, but not this one. We can't give them any and just come out and put it away in the first period.
All right, I heard you ladies talking about the high school playoffs. Obviously, the freshman class is a little closer than most. You played a lot of Minnesota hockey against each other. Is there a little bit of rivalry still, you know, kind of jabs at each other?
It's hard because none of us freshmen at least had any rivalries, but I know for sure Riley and Whitney Wavoda, they're chirping a little bit today because Whitney's a Hibbing kid and Riley's a Proctor kid, and Hibbing upset Proctor tonight. So there's a couple chirps flying there, but I think it's just fun and games. We're all giving each other a hard time. That's just kind of how we are as a team.
Alexis, appreciate your time. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.